Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for an end to hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to the test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country, fueling doubts about the party's commitment to an end to the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for a pause in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. In addition to a ceasefire in Syria, the International Support Group for Syria announced on Thursday a pledge to help speed aid. And on Friday, Jan Egeland, chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria, had a meeting.
I sense now that all of the ISSG members want to help to get aid to the besieged areas and also to the hard-to-reach areas. A number of besieged areas were listed in the statement by the ISSG group.
Aid agency chiefs say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what's needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege among the 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within Syria. Government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in the country has now killed more than 400 and left hundreds of thousands fleeing the country. This is VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis's first official visit to Mexico, follows a stop in Cuba to meet with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, who is on a state visit to Havana. Francis and Kirill signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. World Health Organization reports scientists are weeks away from establishing whether a link exists between the Zika virus and microcephaly, which causes brain abnormalities in babies. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Zika virus does not in itself pose much of a problem. People who become infected develop a rash and a mild fever. They do not die. But the World Health Organization recently declared the Zika virus a global public health emergency. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says evidence is building on the causal link between the Zika virus and brain damage in newborn babies.
There is a prospective cohort in Colombia of women who are pregnant and have been infected and known to be infected, and where the outcome of a pregnancy is being looked at.
She says scientists also are trying to see whether recent cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare disorder that attacks the nervous system, is caused by the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the U.S., Republicans and Democratic lawmakers agreed this week to support tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Legislation directly targets a number of people, including anyone involved with the nuclear weapons program. Also, it would impose secondary sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea's aggression. Ed Royce is a member of the U.S. House and took part in the sanctions vote.
By cutting off Kim Jong-un's access to the hard currency he needs for his army and his weapons, H.R. 757 will return us to the one strategy that has worked: financial pressure on the North Korean regime.
The bill would also authorize $10 million annually for 5 years to expand North Korean citizens' access to media and to provide humanitarian aid to refugees. And for the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba soon will be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll take you to the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City to speak with four jazz greats who were there. Trumpeter Randy Brecker, bassist Christian McBride, pianist Lisa Hilton, and drummer and founder of the Norwegian band Jaga jazzist Martin Horntvedt. Those four great jazz musicians I just mentioned were just a few of the jazz players, writers, producers, professionals, enthusiasts, jazz fans in general who gathered in large numbers in New York City for Jazz Connect 2016. Last week, we enjoyed the comments of Dede Bridgewater, who gave the keynote address at the Jazz Connect conference. And this week, it's part two, with part three coming up next week, of artists that we had a chance to speak to and hear from at Jazz Connect. But let's begin on this note, and that is, this weekend, the 14th of February, is, of course, Valentine's Day, celebrated around the world as the Day of Love. Let's celebrate with a couple of songs with love in the theme. We'll begin this edition of Jazz America with saxophonist Javon Jackson and his song Love and Happiness from his album Pleasant Valley, as we wish you a very happy Valentine's Day and begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
got a little secret. A secret, a secret, secret kind of secret. I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil. Love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy.
Love is in the air, and love is on the air on this edition of VOA's Jazz America for this Valentine's weekend with Sarah Vaughan. Recorded live at the 1957 Newport Jazz Festival with the song, If This Isn't Love. More of our celebration of love coming up on Jazz America, but right now I want to take you to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, and since we heard from one of the great ladies of jazz, we'll continue with that theme with one of the current jazz leaders, a wonderful pianist, composer, and band leader, Lisa Hilton, who attended the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, and I had this conversation with her. We'll follow that with some of her new release entitled Nocturnal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the presence of the lioness of jazz, Lisa Hilton. Congratulations on the release of Nocturnal, your new release, and all the wonderful work you've done before.
Oh, thank you so much, Russ. It's great to see you here in New York, too.
Well, it's great to see you, too, because I usually see you on the boat going over to Newport.
Newport Jazz Festival. Oh, my favorite. That's my favorite jazz festival.
I have got so many things I'd like to ask you about, and I think of your projects. First thing I think of is the great writing and where you draw from where you draw your inspiration, because it seems that each one has a different theme to a certain extent, something you've perceived through the moments of your life. Each one sort of has a separate theme, though there is a thread running through all your projects. But still, give me some thoughts about how you draw inspiration and how each one is different in your mind.
Well, that's a good question, Russ. Part of it, there is a certain amount of magic that's involved. I'm going to use that, but it's just the process of art where things come to you. But with every time I finish an album, there's normally one or two songs that are taking off point for the next album. So last year's Horizons, which was inspired by the truths I see in nature, Nocturnal was the starting point for the new album, which is called Nocturnal. It's darker in nature. I think as an artist, you want to have a little bit of a variety in your diet. And I wanted to work with deeper themes. I think when you think of those pieces that stick with you over time, certainly John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, we're talking about deep emotions. And as an artist, I wanted to delve into that a little bit greater and see where that journey took me. What are our emotions, our deeper emotions? Certainly, I've written plenty of tunes that are like sunny side up. That's my point of view in life. But I would be dishonest if I wasn't working with all our emotions. So that was the focus on Nocturnal. And our great musicians coming in, Antonio Sanchez, Terrell Stafford, J.D. Allen, Greg August. Really, it was quite an incredible band. And so I think hopefully the music will convey those things.
Whirlwind, the name of the song from her new release, Nocturnal, Lisa Hilton. And now, here's another keyboardist with a different style. He's known as one of the masters of the Hammond B3 organ, and he's also known to give us that soulful, bluesy groove quite often. Well, Dr. Lonnie Smith, with his new album, Evolution, certainly gives us a different style on this song entitled African Suite. New from Dr. Lonnie Smith on Jazz America from VOA 1.
One of the kings of what's been known as soul jazz, the great master of the Hammond B3 organ, Dr. Lonnie Smith, with a little different style on his new release, Evolution. Hope you enjoyed that song, African Suite. More coming up of our celebration of the Jazz Connect Conference 2016 and our celebration of Valentine's Day as well. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a fun message I've received from Paul Okudo. He is a longtime Jazz America listener in Nairobi, Kenya. And he wrote, I find some of the emails that you get very informative, especially from the gentleman from Hunters Hill, Australia, James Stack, right? Maybe it's time I got to know him, if you can say hi to him. Well, I forwarded the email message from Paul Okudo to James Stack, and he wrote me back to say, Russ, below the message I sent to Paul, and he wrote this. Russ passed on your email. As you know, I live in Hunters Hill. I was born in 1945. I used to listen to Willis Conover on shortwave radio and found him very informative on jazz. I now, of course, listen to Russ, James Stack. Well, the world is coming together through Jazz America. I'm so happy about that. Now, let's bring a little love into the mix. To be specific, The Road to Love. That is the name of the latest release from the legendary guitarist Kenny Burrell. And from that, we'll begin this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America with the song Salty Papa.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It's so good to see you. We're very glad you could be with us tonight because we've got some special things in store for you. So if you're ready, here we go.
Love comes in many forms, and you have to love the live performance of Love for Sale, that classic standard sung by Diane Reeves from her live recording, In the Moment, Live in Concert. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're celebrating the Jazz Connect Conference in mid-January in New York City, gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts, and various panels occurred there, including the showing of a film, a documentary film on the great bassist Jaco Pastorius, which was attended by many people at the convention. And after the showing of the film, there was a panel discussion that included many of the musicians who knew and worked with Jaco Pastorius, among them the great trumpeter Randy Brecker. I had a chance to catch up with Randy Brecker after that panel discussion. Here's our conversation, and we'll follow that with more live music. The first two songs in this set have been live performances from Kenny Burrell and Diane Reeves. We'll go to the Blue Note in New York City to hear a cut from Randy Brecker's latest release, Randy Pop.
I got Randy Brecker right here in front of me at the Jazz Connect Conference. Great to see you, my brother. And I just had to say what a wonderful record Randy Pop is, and just get some quick thoughts about that, because what a concept. You're always putting together a great band. In this case, bringing your daughter, Amanda. She just sang her little patootie off.
Well, thanks. It was a lot of fun to do. It's the first time we've worked together professionally, and she was really a pro, I have to say.
And everybody else is a pro, too. And to put the concept together of the songs that you played on as a sideman down through the years, it was tough to come up with a song list that wasn't 1,000 songs, right?
Yeah, it was hard to narrow that stuff down, I have to admit, and a lot of the stuff I didn't remember, but the ones we chose, I had a lot of stories, and they were special sessions. And of course, I have to mention Kenny Werner, who arranged all this stuff. He did a brilliant job.
And going to the Blue Note's become like your living room these days.
Yeah, I hope so. I've had a long relationship, good people there. I see Jeff Levinson here, who helped me put a lot of these projects together, so hope there'll be some more coming.
Well, you were right there at the top of the busiest men in Moja again this year, my friend. Why can you just not take a vacation?
Well, I might. I don't know. I think I'm about to, but not in the next few months, unfortunately.
When is Stella going to sing with you?
Well, she's singing great, I have to say. I'm serious. She's 7 years old, perfect pitch, and just belts it out. So I think we'll probably put her on the next record somewhere. I think she's about to. Got to keep it going in the Brecker family.
7 years old? That can't be possible. That means you and I are getting up there,
yeah,
my brother.
We're getting up there, man. I don't want to even think about it, but I just turned 70. Uh-oh.
I just turned 64. And Ada, any quick thoughts about what's going on with her?
Well, we're working on a project together, slowly writing. I think we'll probably do something, co-build or something. She certainly deserves that. And she's writing just great stuff, and we're trying to just slowly put a thing together. We've been pretty busy, so it'll be slow going, but something will be coming out sooner or later.
Randy Brecker and Busy, that's amazing. Always great to catch up with you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for all your support.
on the front one too. I got a bag of my own in my right back pocket. I got a bag of my own. Drums and bass, drums and bass. Right. I got a bag of my own in my right back pocket. I got a bag of my own. I got a bag, here we go.
I've Got a Bag of My Own, the name of that song in honor of his work with James Brown in the past. Just one of the many pop stars that Randy Brecker has worked with. That's a cut from Randy Pop, recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City. He's worked with many great pop stars and many great jazz artists, too. As a member of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Horace Silver's band, and Larry Coryell and 11th House, one of the first fusion bands. From their debut effort, here's Adam Smasher on Jazz America from VOA1. Bomb Smasher, The 11th House with Larry Coryell and Randy Brecker. More of our trip to the Jazz Connect Conference 2016 next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned, please.